what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
The 3A State Wrestling Championship Tournament is going to take place next Friday and Saturday, and the field is set. Over the weekend, both Carbon and Emory participating in the 3A Divisionals. This took place in Richfield at the Sevier Valley Center. Emory did stellar. They qualify 17 kids for the state championship tournament. Had a couple of first placers as well at Divisionals. We're going to talk about that and more. Joining us right now over the phone to do just that, we have head coach Kurt Christiansen. Coach, great to get you back on. Thank you.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Coach, it was a great weekend. I know for the boys, all in all, 17 qualifiers for the state championship tournament, which will take place next weekend, and also two alternatives. So when you take a look at the way the kids performed in general, I'm sure as a coach you had to be tickled.
Yeah, we had a great tournament. Everybody stepped up and wrestled really well. You know, we had eight wrestlers in the division finals and came out of there with four champions and four reserve champions. So all of them close matches. It was a fun tournament. Kids wrestled great.
Well, let's talk about the division champions, Coach. Obviously, the expectation was to have a handful, and that's exactly what happened. We had Monty Christiansen at 106 and Omerit Macarello at 120. Just going down the list, Hayes Dalton at 190 and Maddox Chrisman at 215. So not huge surprises here with your division champions.
No, you know what? We kind of expected them to. Three of those matches came right down to the last seconds of the match. You know, when we pull out the win, Merritt, Monty, and Maddox all get last second wins. They were some great matches. And Byron loses a tight one by one at 132, and Greg wrestled his brains out at 175, and went into overtime and lost an overtime match at 175. So there was some great wrestling, a lot of fireworks, got the fans into it. It was exciting and amazing.
Coach, let's talk about the path for some of these first placers. And I want to start with Hayes Dalton at 190. He walks away with the division crown. And you and I have had a lot of conversations about Hayes. Health has obviously been a big concern. He got to take the last week, I believe, off, if I'm not mistaken. How did Hayes look? And from a health standpoint, how is he now going into the state tournament?
You know what? He looks great. His knee is 100%. You know, he looks good. And he's starting to get, you know, those real live matches help him get a little more fit. You know, we had to wait on his fitness a little bit, but the last 3 weeks of practice has really helped him. And, you know, he came in looking tight and right and making great decisions. And he wrecked some really quality opponents. You know, we're looking forward to our first three-time state champion right there.
I know it came down to the wire for Merritt Macarello at 120. Turned out to be a fantastic match, but always great to have another division champion, and that's exactly what Merritt is.
Yeah, you know what? Brax has not had the best luck this year with his health and stuff, so he comes in off of surgery and a little bit of weight loss and fighting hard, and he looked good, man. He wrestled really good the first part of the match. He made us play catch-up ball is what I'm trying to say. We had to really come back and fight for the win right there. And Merritt dug deep and, had what it took right at the end of the period and got that last takedown with seconds to go. So it worked out really good for Merritt. That was a good battle. We love to see Brax.
I know at 215, Maddox Chrisman has done just wonderful work for you, Coach, all year long, and it was fitting for him to win a division crown. I know. Again, if we're talking about these first-place divisional winners, state championship is the ultimate goal, but for Maddox at 215, how dominant was he throughout the weekend, rather?
Oh, he just, you know, took care of business. Takedowns are amazing. He wrestles a tough, top game. Got a lot of bonus points, pin points for the team, in those early rounds. And he came to battle. You know, the kid from Oregon's a real stud, and we have a lot of respect for that program. And he just came in again, and had what it took right at the end of the period. He needed a takedown, and he got a takedown with seconds to go. Much like Monty's. Monty had a big lead built up and got thrown on his back and had to, you know, come back from a 5-point deficit. And he went ahead and got it done. You know, these guys just dug deep. They wrestled tough. They wouldn't take no for an answer, and it was just some great wrestling. It was amazing.
Monty at 106, Coach, you guys performed very well outside of Monty, having two individuals that qualify for the state championship. Also had a third-place finish here at 106.
Yeah, Derek really came to wrestle. You know, he's wrestled a lot of junior varsity matches this year and had some great success. If you've been following him, you know he's been winning about every JV tournament that he's in. And had some really good matches with a lot of varsity kids. And done really well. You know, there's something to be said for having a good practice partner. And Monty's done his really best to teach Derek what he knows and make him a better practice partner, which has obviously made him a better opponent. Kudos on Derek. He comes to practice with a great attitude every day. He works hard. He's there early. He's there late. He doesn't miss a morning practice. And that kind of dedication pays off to these kids. You know, you can see it in them.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Kirk Christiansen of the Emory High School wrestling team, recapping the divisional tournament over the weekend. Had to finish top eight to qualify for state. Coach, we mentioned 17 of those kids did just that. You'll also have two alternates. Were there any surprises for you this week? I mean, I know we can talk about the second place finishers in a moment, but any kids that filled in at spots and got to state that shocked you?
You know what? I'm gonna say, all in all, it was pretty par for what my expectations were. That being said, each year we have a few of those individuals who wrestle the junior varsity level for us. You know, for one reason or another, they have a hard time winning in our wrestling room in a wrestle off, and each year we have some surprises on our own team. We had that at 113. Both Sid and Hayden come into the semifinals. They wrestled their guts out, and Hayden had a bit of a bad run at it. The semifinals, he blocked a shot really good, but he blocked it with his nose and broke his nose in the semifinals, and that kind of rung his bell a little bit and shook him a little, and he had a loss there and another loss in the consolation semis. And so Sid comes in and pulls off the 5 spot, and Hayden ends up 6th. You know, you just never know how those two wrestlers are going to score. We had the same thing happen at 144. Dalton has been our junior varsity wrestler there all year, and he comes and battles hard. And some of that goes to, you know, we rank so many wrestlers with the winning record at the divisional tournament, and then everybody else comes in as a random draw. So the random draw maybe hurt Bowden Chrisman a little bit, but Dalton comes in and outscores him as a varsity wrestler. You know what I mean? So you talk about surprises. I'm just really proud of all the boys and how they wrestled, but the expectations are all there to win as much as you can whenever you can, and Dalton and Sid really showed up, and they put themselves in a place to be our scoring wrestler this weekend. So those were a couple of the surprises we had.
Coach, we'll talk about the second place guys here, because you're so close to winning a divisional crown, and I know that it probably is somewhat of a letdown, but in the same instance, the idea is to win a state championship. So at 132, Byron Christiansen finishes 2nd, Tyler Stilson at 157, Greg Suwin, who you talked about, at 175, finishes 2nd place, and then Derek Canterbury. These kids are extremely close, and I'm sure the idea of them being a state champion is not far-fetched at all.
Oh, no, heavens no. You look at the scores in those matches, you know, we talked a little bit about Byron. You know, he loses 1 by 1 point, and it's a battle. And each time those two individuals get together to wrestle, it's a battle. You know, it's 2-0 this year, but, you know, in the past, like I said, Blake Woolsey from Morgan and Byron have faced off for a junior high school state title at one time, and Byron came out with the win. And we fully expect those two to be in the finals again. So, it's just going to come right down to the man who wants to win the most at the end of the day there. Their techniques are very similar. Their body styles are very similar. It's just fireworks. It is some good watching, good wrestling. We had the same thing with Greg Suen at 175. He battles his way through that bracket. You know, he actually did our team a solid. He's been wrestling the 165 the last few weeks. And he jumped up to fill a spot to go ahead and give one of our junior varsity wrestlers the other spot at 165. And I'm really proud of him for doing that. And he stepped up and filled the hole for us at 175. And boy, did he come in and score some points for our team. I'm more than tickled with him. So that's another surprise. We talked about surprises earlier. It didn't surprise me that he was able to do it. I was just pleasantly surprised that it happened. He stepped up, he filled a hole, and he knocked out some big team points for us. And we have a knockdown, drag-out battle of a fight. It was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth all through regulation. You know, maybe a little coaching error there at the end. We had a five-point lead and maybe should have let the kid go and took him down, you know, hold on to that lead with 20 seconds. And Greg makes a personal choice to see if he can get the pin and get our team some more bonus points, right? And puts himself in danger and gets turned over and gives up 5 points, so we go into overtime. You know, and then we had a little bit of a discretionary call on the referee's part. And, you know, from our point of view, we think we have the takedown. He doesn't award it. And the other wrestler wrestles off his backside and comes around and gets the takedown on us. You know, and it was a knockdown, drag-out fight. So it's not unheard of for Greg to maybe make his way into the finals. And Ty Stilson at 157. No, he made a significant weight cut there to come down and give it a shot, and makes the division finals and gives it a heck of an effort. And his style is such that he's wide open. Well, we saw it a few, last at our home duel, has a 12-point lead on the kid, and just in those wild, wide open style wrestlers, they expose their back once in a while and get caught, and that's what happened to him in the finals. So it wouldn't surprise us at all to see a tie back with the Manti kid in the state final match. So things are looking good. We're excited.
Coach, let's end with this. You essentially have 2 weeks to prepare for the state tournament. I know things are a little bit different now because the season is over for some of the wrestlers on the squad. So how do you handle practice for the next week and a half?
We got a full week. We're gonna push really hard this week and build up those muscle stores and our stamina. And we got a long weekend. And then, you know, when I say long weekend, we get a full weekend with no tournaments, you know. So they get Saturday, Sunday off for some rest and relaxation. And then we come in and just do strictly technique practices on Monday, Tuesday. And then we're at the divisional tournament ready to kick some or at the state tournament ready to kick some tail.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. Always a pleasure to get an update on the boys. Congratulations on a very successful outing at the divisionals, and I'm sure we'll catch up again real soon. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
That's Emory wrestling coach Kurt Christiansen again taking out the time to join us. We're going to continue to preview the 3A State Wrestling Championship Tournament. Later this week, we're going to catch up with Coach Trent Greenhall of the Carbon Dinos. We'll talk about their qualifiers and placers as well, and that'll be a little later on this week. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.